The Tea Party Convention isn't the only show in town. Another set of activists is in Nashville this week, marking the 50th anniversary of the civil rights sit-in movement. It helped topple Jim Crow segregation laws in the South. North Carolina often gets credit for being the site of the first sit-ins at a whites-only lunch counter in downtown Greensboro in February of 1960. But the Nashville movement that launched a few weeks later had a deep impact as well. Students from historically black colleges such as Fisk University, American Baptist College, and then Tennessee A&I State had been studying about the nonviolence movement of Mohandas Gandhi for months. They quickly put the methods to use, not just at lunch counters, but at department stores and bus terminals. They had a strict code of conduct, of asking politely to be served, of not responding to insults or violence, of taking jail, not bail, after their arrest, and their techniques were emulated nationwide. And young leaders from Nashville were among the founders of one of the most influential activist groups of the period, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. SNCC, as it was known, went on to help organize the Freedom Rides in 1961 to protest segregation on interstate buses. They were also involved in the Freedom Summers that followed, which focused on voter registration in Mississippi. This week, Sarah Palin compared the Tea Party movement to the Civil Rights movement, saying the same patriotic indignation drove both efforts, as well as the American Revolution. It's an interesting comparison. After all, the Civil Rights movement led to two landmark pieces of federal legislation, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The true test of the Tea Party's legacy might not take 50 years to know. It might be the midterm elections in November 2010.
Oh, me. Hey, Congress, you vote Obamacare. We'll vote you out of there. We, the people, have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You'll be out on your...
You're listening to NPR News.